Hey everybody, how's it going? Welcome to Saltines Make the Heart Grow Fonder, the show where we're gonna go over some Game Awards winners and see if we agree or not. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? Is that reasonable? I'm a little sick, by the way. Sorry, I don't know what the fuck happened.
Yeah, but
it's the recovery period for both of us.
Recovery period for you.
Definitely on a recharge period for both of us.
Wait, what? Why
don't
you?
Worry. No, no. I want to be included.
Yeah, you got like a.
I just want to be included. you're pretty fine.
Yeah, you're pretty good. You got that sleep apnea machine that we've been telling you to get for years, and now you're actually great. Sleeping.
I feel great, dude. I feel great. Like I feel like gym energy. Great. Like I'm groggy because I just woke up, but the energy I have right now is terrifying.
It's because you're actually sleeping.
Yeah,
you
understand?
This is how people actually sleep. Isn't that wild?
I hit the gym afterwards. It's going to be great, dude. It's going to be fucking great.
All right. All right, we're going to move
all
on.
All right.
So just some housekeeping. Derek isn't here. He's got a medical thing. We had like a fun movie that we were going to write this time, and then next time we were going to do the election. So we figured this time we'll do this because Derek is absent. Next time we'll do the movie. The one after that, we'll do the election. So, rest in peace, Derek, who will undoubtedly die in the middle of his exam or whatever the fuck he's doing. So we're going to look around through the Game of the Year winners, according to the Game Awards. There's a lot of other lists from like Dice and People's Choice and all that stuff. We're not going to do that. We're going to go for the Game Awards list. We're going to see what game won Game of the Year for that year, according to the Game Awards. And see if we agree or not. And we're gonna analyze the competition, so to speak. So where do we want to start? I feel like starting with 97 is too fucking long ago, but we can't.
I feel like we were not video game literate yet.
Yeah.
Like we should start when we were both were like very much like, oh, this is, I was around this year, and I agree.
I would say 20 years. 20 years is good. I think so. Like, what is it? 2024. We'll do 2004. Onward?
Half-Life 2. What else came out that year?
2004 is a pretty good year as far as I remember. 2004 is World of Warcraft.
So game releases.
I know Halo 2 is 2004 as well.
I remember that being contention, a contentious thing between Halo 2 and Half-Life. So we had Far Cry, we had Half-Life 2, we have Def Jam Fight for New York, Burnout 3, Need for Speed Underground, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, Ratchet and Clank Up Your Arsenal, Paper Mario 1000 Year Door, MGS 3,
oh,
we had
geez.
Doom 3, Jack 3, Mortal Kombat Deception, KOTOR, oh god damn, this was a year.
Battlefront,
Fallout,
Spider-Man 2 also.
Fallout.
Spider-Man 2
vs. Raw, another title that needs its respect as well, dude.
Realistically, it's like San Andreas probably should have taken.
I would agree. No,
probably.
Wow.
Did Default WoW come out that year?
World of Warcraft, yes. I give it to WoW.
Maybe. Well, I would personally give it to
Halo
2.
Came out. The Two Towers came out then this year, too.
The Two Towers?
Oh, no, Battle for Middle Earth came out. Battle for Middle Earth. Okay, I was like, Two Towers, that game was crazy.
Yep. Well, Return of the King was the best one. Return of the King had no reason.
Are you sure? Was that the best
yes.
one?
Yes.
I thought Two Towers
yes.
also insanely good, too.
No, Lord of the Rings Two Towers, well, the movie was great. Two Towers game, I don't think that one was particularly
I thought the second
amazing.
One was the one everybody was like, this game's way better than it should be for no reason.
Well, those games in general, to be fair, those games in general weren't bad at all. But Return of the King is the one that I remember being the one that was like unreasonably loved. Yeah, so yeah, Return of the King is like 96% or like 4.2 out of 5, 8.7 out of 5. And the other one, the Two Towers, was 8.3, 82 out of 100. So, okay. Like, still good. But, like, Return of the King was like, yo, what the fuck? I mean, I would personally give it to Halo 2, personally. But, like, I do think, like, San Andreas and WoW probably
San Andreas,
are the ones
WoW,
that...
Half-Life 2 is a good game as well. That's a year. Holy shit. That's a stacked fucking year. I didn't even know.
I know.
Far Cry it's 1 crazy. Came out that year.
Yeah, Far Cry 1.
Persia 3 came out that year. Another fucking good game.
It's a good year. Need for
Speed Underground came out that year too.
I would put it. I guess WoW would
came
make
out
sense.
That year. God damn, dude.
WoW would make sense.
Yeah, I would give it. I'd give it to WoW or probably Halo or GTA. Those three, any of those three could try to take that. That's a fucking.
I'll give it to WoW because San Andreas is just technically like a really good version of Vice City in 3. Wasn't technically new. WoW is. So I guess like just on those merits, sure. WoW makes sense. Wow.
And Battlefront came out that year too. Oh, dude, Battlefront's fixed. I played it yesterday. It was fixed. It's like actually amazing. Dude, the servers aren't as popular as they were before. You can still find games easily.
It's a shame they fucked like, everything up.
But like, yo, that game's it's so fun.
It doesn't matter, man.
Unfortunately, they shot had a bad release, so
bad first impressions ruin everything.
They have to update the game like a very like notable like Ahsoka Tano and all these characters are put in the game
they
now.
Ain't
and
doing
people will play it. I don't know if they might not. Right? Like they're not doing but that. That'd be the year for
they're not
it.
They're not putting that much work and effort into a game that they can't monetize.
Oh, that's true. Very true.
Sadly.
All right, let's go to 2005.
Okay. 2005, God of War 1.
I'm already not giving the God of War, but...
Yeah, 2005.
Oh, no, sorry. One of my favorite games came out that year.
So 2005 is Resident Evil 4, it's Psychonauts...
Tom Clancy's Batman Begin, X-Men Rise of Apocalypse game way better than it had any right to be.
Splinter Cell fucking Chaos Theory. That's pretty Liberty crazy. Shadow of the Colossus. The first Fear.
Fear. Ultimate Spider-Man. What else? Shadow Incredible the Hedgehog, Hulk, a cult classic, Incredible, honestly.
Incredible Hulk Ultimate Destruction came out that year too, which is fucking
great
crazy.
Game.
I love that. That game was awesome.
Marvel Nemesis, another great game.
Marvel Nemesis
Resident. It was very fun. It was a very fun game. It's that it was, you know.
It's a game idea. That I would never play that game again because I feel like if I played it again, I would see how much I was ignoring. But I do remember it fondly.
I think you'd like it. I think you'd probably play it and enjoy it. You'd be like, oh, this is actually way more fun than I remember it being. It's just a silly game. That's what I thought about Ultimate Destruction. And then I downloaded the what you call it, and I'm like, this game is actually still just fun.
Oh, Ultimate Destruction I knew would be fun. Because that's just Prototype.
It's just Prototype. Beating the crap out of things that can't deal with him.
All right.
You got Burnout Revenge. That is the Burnout game. That is the one.
I was just wondering if you wanted to hang out with me and smoke weed and fill our bellies with diet soda and play Burnout Revenge for the PS2. I think yeah, God of War is kind of one of the weaker ones, honestly.
There's KH2, which is whatever it is.
I would give it to Shadow of the Colossus, personally.
Which one is Dawn of Sorrows?
That's probably...
When you play as Saria?
Shadow of the Colossus is, I think, my favorite game ever. So, like, I don't think... Any other game on this list has a hope of beating it out for me?
So, me personally, I love the Smash Bros. Raw games for a while. Advance War Dual Strike, another fucking good game. Dang. Sonic Rush!
Whoa! 50 Cent Bulletproof?
That game was better than it had any right to be. Bulletproof was better than it had any right to be. And then Blood in the Sand is way better than that. Like, Blood in the Sand is a great video game.
That was back when games were just kind of good, though. Like,
I was
like, it's so funny because I remember some games that I thought, like, back in the day were kind of like meh. And I play them now and I'm like, oh, these are actually pretty solid, actually. Like, for the time, they're not bad at all. Like, they were batting a lot higher averages back then. But, yeah, I would give it to Shadow of the Colossus. I can't. Like, nothing else really comes close to that on this list for me. I love Chaos Theory. I love Psychonauts. I like Fear 2. I liked a little bit more than Fear 1. A little bit. But.
For me, Burnout Revenge, Midnight Club 3 Dub Edition. Bro, Dub Edition was... You had to be alive like to experience those moments. You didn't like Dub Edition?
I did
like Dub Edition.
I did.
Oh. Well, so you didn't know what to cry. I'm like, Chris, why?
No, Midnight Club Dub Edition
was... You were in New York going to school at the time, dude. We couldn't help but hear about these games. Yeah. All of our little friends playing these games were like, ah, man, I guess we got to play it.
Midnight Club Dub Edition was a good example of a game that I had so no cool. real reason. Like, I didn't... There was no good reason for me to like that game because I didn't like car games. And that game came out, and I was like, oh, I like this. I don't know why. I still can't really put my finger on why. Although I haven't played it since 2005.
It was the music. It was where we lived. Because all the music where we lived was the same music in that game all the time, too. So it just felt like home. All right, so I give it to God of War is a great game, but I'm gonna give it to Sonic Rush. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, we gotta give it to Sonic Rush. Sorry.
Sorry. It's for the Sonic fans out there. So it was the Sonic fans.
So 2006. What one? 06. Gears of War. The original Gears of War won in 2006. So we got, That came out alongside Bully, Dead Rising, Twilight Princess, Elder Scrolls Oblivion, Tomb Raider Legend, 2, Wii Sports,
Dead Rising, Marvel Ultimate Alliance, COD 3,
Splinter Cell Double Agent, Saints Row,
Lord of the Rings, Battle for Middle Earth 2, Scarface, Bully, Superman Returns, great game.
Yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
You know what?
Oh, Sonic 06. Never mind. That went Sonic 06. It's over.
I think this might be one of those examples where I think Gears might actually be the obvious one.
Persona
I guess
3
Oblivion
came out
is
that
technically
year, another great game.
Oblivion's technically up there, but like I personally didn't like Oblivion. It was too old for me, even at the time.
I like the
There's
movie.
A Reservoir was Dogs a, video just, game? What?
I experienced it very late, though.
Wait, hold on. There's a Reservoir Dogs video game that came out in 2006?
Is this about using drugs?
What? Reservoir Dogs. Reservoir Dogs video game. This is real? What the fuck? This is so bizarre.
Is it just Get High, the video game?
Why would you think it's Get High? What do you think Reservoir Dogs is?
Oh my god, I'm thinking of Requiem of a Dream. Sorry.
Oh my god, that's not Reservoir Dogs.
That'd be a crazy video game. You just use drugs. No,
this is the Quentin Tarantino. What the fuck? Yeah, that's so weird. 2006. That's so much later than Reservoir Dogs, isn't it?
What's Reservoir Dogs? I think it was like 90s.
Yeah, right?
Going to
1992.
Right?
What the fuck? They made a Reservoir game? They made a Reservoir Dogs?
Resistance. I loved these games, dude.
The Resistance is pretty okay, but it doesn't hold a candle.
They were a fun game series that Sony left fall to the wayside because it wasn't about a white man and his child.
Yeah, well, it kind of was about a white guy, but unfortunately... Not his child, yeah. I would say probably like Marvel Ultimate Alliance, Bully, Dead Rising, Oblivion, and Gears were the strongest ones. And then I think
There's
Gears kind of takes
3.
It. Yeah, so yeah. 3. I mean, COD 3 was pretty okay.
For me personally, I would say Marvel Ultimate Alliance, Dead Rising.
Yeah, I would say Gears, and I would say probably Gears and Ultimate Alliance.
Okay, we got 07. Called in Modern Warfare 4. I agree. No. Crisis.
7?
We got Crisis. We got Portal. We got Halo 3. We got Team Fortress 2. We got Mario Galaxy. We got Uncharted 2. Bioshock. Whoa, this year is crazy. Damn.
Game. Yeah, 2007 is a famous.
Witcher. Order of the Phoenix. Oh, that wasn't the crazy one. We got Mana, we got Mass Effect, we got Ninja Gaiden Sigma. Oh my god.
It's Uncharted.
We got Sonic and
Creed came out that year.
Rings.
Rock Band, the first Rock Band. God of War 2. I would personally. Phantom it's Halo 3 Hourglass, or Bioshock. It's Halo 3 or Bioshock to me.
Metro Prime 3. Spider-Man 3 the game. Simpsons the game. The movie the game. We got Witcher. Damn. This year is actually. What the fuck? 07 was crazy.
07 was crazy when it comes to like the birth of like a lot of new things that would go on to become pretty good. You know what I mean? But like The Witcher, the first Witcher was not very good. Assassin's Creed 1 was not very good. But it is an iconic year. Like, it's just, that's a crazy fucking year.
BioShock, Portal, Crisis Team, Fortress, Mario Galaxy, Rock Band.
Rock Band? First Rock Band?
It's a crazy year. Modern Warfare 4, or Call of Duty 4. I'm thinking Modern Warfare 4. Modern Warfare 4.
Call of Duty 4.
Dang, I don't remember this. I was alive for that, though.
I remember that year very, very vividly because I remember that was the first year I started like reading magazines about video games like really intently and being like, this is fucking crazy what's happening right now. But I would give it to Halo 3 or Bioshock personally. Like, I just can't.
I'd give it to Portal.
That's a big year. Or Portal.
Mario Galaxy is a great game, too, though.
I didn't like Mario Galaxy as much as the other ones.
2 is better. Galaxy 2 is better. Don't get me wrong, but
Galaxy I never played is a great 2. Game.
You should play it. Even you would like that
I
game.
Yeah, I have it.
Even you.
I bet I would. I just.
Play it, you'd like it.
Every time I play a Mario game today, I feel like I'm a fucking idiot. Like, I feel like I'm wasting my time. I don't know. There's something about it. It's just like, I feel like I've seen everything that Mario is going to show me at this point. Like, as a 30-year-old man, I'm just like, Mario's never really going to surprise me again.
I think per console game, you play, like, it's okay to play Mario when you go to the next console.
Yeah.
I don't play Mario games. I don't play, like, the third Mario game on the Switch. It's like, no. But every time it goes to another console, I'm like, all right, I'll try it out. This might be impressive. And it always does impress me, usually.
Yeah. All right. What do we got? 2008? Little Big Planet?
We got,
I don't know about that one.
So we got Fallout 3. We got Grand Theft Auto 4. We got Left 4 Dead. We got Metroid Prime. We got Metal Slug. Metal Gear Solid 4. We got Devil May Cry 4. We got Brawl. Persona 4. Gears 2. Far Cry. Lego Batman games. We got God of War Chains of Olympus. We got Battlefield, Mirror's Edge, Fable 2, Mario Kart, Force Unleashed. What the fuck was... Oh, wait, Crazy 2.
Web of Shadows.
We got Dead Space also.
Web of Shadows and Dead Space.
We got Web of Shadows. We got Mirror's Castle Edge. Crashers. We got Need for Speed Underground 2, right? Or Undercover. Undercover was kind of gay.
Armia 2. It's kind of gay.
Armia 2. Whoa, this year was crazy, too. Is Battle Battle for Bikini Bottom? No, that's not. It's Nick Klopp something. Call of Duty World of War... Rock Band 3. This is another year, man. This is another fucking
year. It's but a fucking
me,
good
I'm
year.
I'm going to give it to Brawl.
Brawl, really?
And Brawl was... Dude, it's a Smash Bros. Game.
Yeah, but it's one of the weaker ones.
But at the time, it was still insane. Remember that
Brawl
cast?
Was like the least...
Remember seeing Solid Snake in Smash?
I do remember that, and I remember being like, it's a shame it's happening for this one, because this one sucks.
Because I think Brawl has a lot of problems. I think I'm never going to deny with the truth about Brawl's problems. It's a lot of them. But at the time, it was wild. Like, at the time, it was crazy. Definitely towards, like, second year, it was like, yeah, I'm tired of tripping.
Yeah.
I'm tired of slipping on the air. But
man, there's a lot of good stuff. Yeah, I don't know, man. I think that year for me probably Left 4 Dead. Like Left 4 Dead was probably my game of the year that year, I think.
Left 4 Dead
I love
great.
Grand Theft Auto 4. Fall 3 is great. Gears of War 2 is one of my beloveds, but like Left 4 Dead was very special. I remember that was the first time that I could cognizantly remember being like playing a game that made me afraid. But I was also laughing. Like, I was like, I would have a spike in fear, and then I would immediately giggle like a fucking chimp. And that was the first time. That was the first time that I remember that happening ever to me. So that's like a special game. Specifically, The Witch. The Witch freaked me out. And, like, there would
for
be like a panic that would set in
that
when
has
you woke
the most
when you woke her up.
And she screams.
Yeah, yeah, and then you're just like, you're fucked, and then you're screaming, and then you're screaming, and then you're laughing. I don't know. That's a very special game. I miss Left 4 Dead and the feeling of that game specifically. I wish there were other games that could capture that.
So for me, I gotta be real. The game that has the most effect on me out of these ones is definitely Persona 4. That game means the world. Like, that is still one of the few games that I hold like a very high regard. Like, I think if I played it again, the thing about that game is I can't play because it takes so much time to play. That's the problem. Yeah. But I do love it. So I'm going to go Persona 4 personally. But The Little Planet is a great game. Undeniably, it was very good.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, we got 09, right?
All right. 2009.
Honor Among Thieves. Great game, but oh no. Oh no, Dark Souls came out that year. Oh no, Dragon Age Origins came out that year too.
I totally forgot Left 4 Dead 2 came out exactly a year. Like, that's
yeah, 1 year
crazy.
Later.
Assassin's Creed 2, Batman. Much. Yo, Batman Arkham Asylum, Uncharted Arkham 2, Asylum, Dragon Age Origins,
RE5.
RE5. Halo 3 RE5. ODST. Borderlands,
Coraline,
Infamous,
the game,
Demon Souls.
Jeez. Chinatown Wars, bro. Ultimate Alliance 2.
Bayonetta, Prototype, Wolfenstein.
Oh, X-Men Origins great. Wolverine.
Wanted Weapons of Fate. And of course,
Skate
Killzone 2.
Actually a cool game.
The Saboteur, I actually loved The Saboteur.
Star Wars game?
No, the Saboteur. It's a Pandemic game. The guys who made Mercenaries. It was like you were liberating Nazi occupied France.
Oh,
it's
I
very
heard
cool.
Of that, yeah. I'm gonna have
Brutal
to give
Legend?
This year to
League of Legends came out that year too. Shit. It's actually a big deal.
League dropped that year. Yes, it. Ooh, yeah, League, probably be
League. League probably would be the objective one. As much as I hate League of Legends, but personally, man.
So man. Are we going personally of like objectively? Are we going personally objectively?
I mean, we could do both, really. Like I think League of Legends would
personally,
win it objectively.
Personally, RE5. It's RE5 for me personally. That's a game that I fucking went crazy on. RE5's remake has... I'm not... Like, I've never waited for a remake that I'm waiting for RE5. RE5 would be a game that I'm going to have my friends over while I play. And we're going to... Me, Chris, and Derek are going to laugh until the cows come home playing that game. Because it's going to be insane.
Wait, what won in 2009? What won in 2009?
2009, the victor was Uncharted.
That makes sense. I would go for you know what, I'm gonna go Batman Arkham Asylum. I think Batman Arkham Asylum is just so fucking unreasonably.
It started
good.
Something powerful, definitely.
I think as a game, it's probably my favorite of the three.
So for me, between Dragon Age Origins, because that game is a fucking masterpiece, or Resident Evil 5, but I think objectively the best game was probably
Uncharted's probably the best game.
Uncharted, I'd probably say Uncharted was
it, Uncharted 2. Like, I think it deserves it. League of Legends is huge, so like I think in retrospect, if you were looking
League
back
is
on like
still fucking huge, dude.
Yeah, so I would say probably
makes
like
no
that's
sense.
Reasonable, but for me, it's got to be Arkham Asylum because I don't even care about Batman.
Like, even
like
someone
that
doesn't like League, so even someone that doesn't like League anymore, like I've kind of given up on that game a long time ago, bro. I know people that are working on... I know people that worked on the next season of Arcane. You know them, too. Yeah. It's going to be insane.
I mean, do I know them? Do
even
I know people
like
who work on Arcane?
Arcane is better than it needs to be at all.
I don't know anybody who works on Arcane.
The next season is going to be better. Yeah, no, I know a few people.
No, man, do we? I don't know. I never asked.
We know quite a few people.
The thing is, it's like the people that we know, it's kind of like I've gotten into the habit of being like, so what are you working on? And then like nobody can tell me. So like I've just stopped asking what people do. Because there's a pretty good chance that they're not going to be able to tell me. So I'm like, all right, well, whatever. I just know you, I guess.
We know a bunch of people. It's literally in passing. I don't ever ask. It's my rule. I don't ask, but definitely in passing. Yeah. I'm like, oh, so really? And like, yeah, dude, work's been horrible. Okay, so
Mass Effect 2 won for 2010.
Yes. Yes. Of course, yes. I agree. But let's see what came out probably. That year, though.
Well, Fallout New Vegas.
Battlefield Bad Company 2. Red Dead Redemption.
Alan Wake.
Mass Effect, of course. Halo Reach. Bioshock 2. God of War 3. Came out 2010?
Yeah. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. Limbo's big. I like Limbo a lot. Dante's Inferno, which I really like. Enslaved, Odyssey to the West. Game. Fable 3. Ugh.
Lords of Shadow, my favorite. The best one.
Mafia Game's 2. Terrible. Epic Mickey. Force Super Awakened. Meat Boy. Donkey Kong Country Returns.
Galaxy 2. Undead Nightmare. They count that as his own game, Birth by Sleep.
Force Unleashed 2.
Black and White.
Yeah.
Oh, the first Nier came out that year.
Nothing's grabbing me, I gotta say.
Tron Evolution. Can we talk about how good the Tron movie was and how little respect they got?
It was okay.
I think it was a great movie. Very, very good film.
I think the CG in that movie really fucks with me.
Yeah, I agree this year, maybe. I think I agree. Mass Effect 2 definitely got it.
Yeah,
Mass Effect 2 or Red Dead Redemption. One of the two.
Look, man, I've tried a lot with Fallout New Vegas, and that game just straight up is broken. Like, it just doesn't... That game just doesn't work, actually. Like, straight up. Like, there's nothing about that game that works, which is crazy. But, yeah, I would say... Yeah, Mass Effect 2, I think, takes it fairly. There's a lot of smaller games that year, though, that are really good. Super Meat Boy and Limbo are great. And those are probably, like, that's probably, like, the true, like, early beginnings of, like, modern indie. So, huge respect, but, yeah. I think Mass Effect 2 takes it. Let's move on to 2011. Because I don't remember 2011 fucking at all. Although, I do remember, I know Skyrim is that.
Oh, yeah. Arrow to the New Year.
So 2011, ooh,
got we some have power Portal here, 2. Actually.
So 2011, we have Portal 2, we have Uncharted 3, we have Elder Scrolls 5 Skyrim, we have Dead Space 2, Saints Row the Third, Batman mm-hmm. Arkham City, Little Big Planet 2, mm-hmm. Gears of War 3, Deus Ex Human Revolution, Battlefield 3, Assassin's Creed Revelations, Infamous 2, L.A. Noire, Skyward Sword, Spider-Man Edge of Time, Super Mario 3D Land, Crysis 2, Dragon Age 2, Resistance 3... Terraria, is that old? Huh.
Terraria's an old game, yeah. Don't forget Dead Island.
I will forget Dead Island. Dead Island, I remember my English teacher showed me. Dude, my English teacher showed that trailer in school. Like, at the end of... Because we had, such like, English last period. And he was like... We had, like, I think, like, 3 minutes to kill at the end of the period, last period of the day. And he was like, yo, you guys gotta check this trailer out, because it's crazy. And we were like, oh, dude, it looks sick. And then it came out, and it was garbage. But yeah, man, Portal 2 is pretty iconic. I love Portal 2. Arkham City's great. I don't know if I disagree, though, with the fact that Skyrim probably takes it.
Yeah, Skyrim or Dead Space.
Yeah, I don't know if Dead Space 2 even comes close to Skyrim.
Portal 2 is a great game, too.
Portal 2, yeah. Nah, it's gotta go to Skyrim. What are we talking about? How stupid are we? Yeah, that we're like even debating this. It's obviously Skyrim. People like to pretend like Skyrim isn't like a good game. And I get it, because it's like very, it's quaint in comparison to like stuff that came out even remotely like recently in the last like 10 years probably. But like, dude, you can't fathom how crazy that, and I'm sure a lot of people who don't like it probably played it on PS3 when it was like not functional. PS3 got like the worst. PS3 got it to like, if you saved a certain amount of times, the game would just not work, and then you would have to like, you'd have to close every door. Like, if you open a door, you had to close it.
What?
Because then the game, yeah, because the game wouldn't be able to like function, because it would be rendering everything behind the door. The PS3 version was fucked up. But Elder Scrolls 5, yeah, that's unequivocally.
Yeah, it's got
2012, it. I think, is definitely number 2012, one. I think, is when it's going to get interesting.
Okay, so 2012, the winner is what again? A winner is The Journey. I never played that game.
Journey is good.
I don't remember Journey, actually.
It's the one where you play as like a little sand. We don't play as a little sand. You play as a little guy in the sand. And you're like kind of drifting along, the sand. Yeah, it's kind of. That won it that year. There was like a big art game. No, I actually don't think so, because this year had some bad stuff, some disappointing stuff. 2012, just to clarify, Journey won. Max Payne 3 came out. Max Payne 3 was really good. Mass Effect 3, disappointing technically, but I actually would argue it's pretty good. Dishonored was nuts. Assassin's Creed 3 was Borderlands 2 was pretty good. Halo 4 I hate with all my heart. Hitman Absolution was terrible. Sleeping Dogs, Lollipop Chainsaw was ridiculous. Diablo 3, but it was like launch Diablo 3, so like it was a fucking mess. Diablo 3 is good, but like fuck man, that launch was really really bad. Hotline Miami,
the Walking
which
Dead
was
games.
The Walking Dead, Telltale Games, Fez, which is really good, but yeah, I mean, this was like an okay year, I would say, but like Journey, I don't know, man. I'd probably give it to Far Cry 3 or Dishonored. And I think I might just give it to Dishonored because Dishonored was crazy.
It's a cool game for sure.
But yeah, I don't know why Journey won. Like, Journey's not. Even with the slim pickings of this year, it's not. Like, Journey's good. It's cute. But it would be like if Hellblade 2 won this year. It'd be like, yeah, okay, yeah. It's a nice. It looks really pretty.
I think Hellblade 2 is going to be a master. I'm excited to play that game. But
I'm playing it right now, dude.
How was it?
I fell asleep like 3 times playing it.
Really?
Yeah, it's so
boring. Don't tell
boring.
Me that.
It looks really gorgeous. It's a really good looking game, but like, holy fuck.
I thought part one was such a good game.
Yeah, part one was really good.
Is this just a slower version of part one?
Yeah, it's like slower. I don't know how to describe it, man. It's whatever. No. I would give it to Dishonored. I think Dishonored takes 2012 personally for me.
No, don't tell me that. I'm so excited to play Hellblade 2. I think part one's such an amazing experience.
You might like it. I think it is probably a good experience. I just like I'm playing. I'm just like, yo, what? Where's the game?
All right. So we got 2013 now. We got the year that changed video games, I think, personally.
Really? Why?
I think this year changed video games for a lot of people. I think a lot of people that weren't into video games came on.
Oh, probably. Yeah.
I think like I remember people. This is the year. Now, look, I don't agree with this, right? Because I've played story of this video games before this moment. Because for me, like, the game that made me really appreciate the story of video games was Dragon Age Origin. That was a game that I was like, all right, games have insane stories with, like, really in-depth characters. But Last of Us was that for a lot of people, though. We gotta tell the truth.
Yeah.
So, I agree that I think Last of Us was very likely the best game of this year. People would disagree.
Yeah, so Last of Us won Game of the Year that year. But so let's see like what the other
or BioShock Infinite for me personally.
Let's see what the other options. So we got BioShock Infinite. We got Grand Theft Auto 5, which is crazy if you think about
that game came out. That game is literally over 10 years old and it's still one of the most played games on the planet. Fucking makes no sense. But
You got that. You got Black Flag. You got Last of Us. You have
Rayman
Splinter
Legends,
Cell,
great game.
Splinter Cell Blacklist, Beyond Two Souls, Rayman Legends, Saints Row 4,
Revengeance.
Brothers, The Tale of Two Sons, DMC, The Stanley Parable, which I really love, but like no shot, it's getting Game of the Year. Tomb Raider, Gone
Alien
Home,
Colonial Marines.
Oh, that was
Dead
a rough
Space
one.
2, 3, Payday, Battlefield 4.
Yeah.
Oh, the Deadpool game. People like that game.
Outside of like the heavy hitters like BioShock and Grand Theft Auto, it is kind of like the weakest year that we've seen. Battlefield 4 was good, but it was, you know, it was Battlefield. Rayman Legends is great. But yeah, I would probably say Last of Us deserves it. For 2013, yeah.
Yeah.
I like BioShock Infinite a lot more, reasons. But like, but it makes it, that makes sense to me. So yeah. That's like more that's pretty in line.
We got what?
Next year 2014. Oh, here's the bad year.
Inquisition.
Here's the bad year. And you can tell because
Inquisition
Dragon Age
1, that's crazy.
Because Inquisition 1, which is like wild.
Inquisition 1, whoa.
So just so
it's not clear, bad, so, but like whoa.
It's fine. So you have Alien Isolation, Dragon Age Inquisition, Middle Earth Shadow of Mordor, Bayonetta 2, mm-hmm. South Park The Stick of Truth, Far Cry 4, Dark Souls 2, Wolfenstein The New Order, Destiny 1, The Master Chief Collection, Mario Kart 8, Super Smash Bros. For Nintendo 3DS and Wii U. Fucking wow, great. Great name, guys. Assassin's Creed Unity. Sunset Overdrive, which was great. Infamous Second Son. Five Nights at Freddy's, I guess, is like the big standout from that year that kind of went on to become a big deal. But like, man. Smite?
I'll give it to Mario Kart 8 that year. Mario Kart 8. Oh, Div came out that year originally.
The original Titanfall and the original Watch Dogs. Hearthstone.
True.
PT, which is not a game, but, you know. Yeah, dude.
I wonder the reality if that game was finished, what would happen? But what would the reality be if that game was finished?
It probably would have been amazing.
Like, damn.
I don't know. I would probably give it to Sunset Overdrive. But like,
I give it to Div.
Divinity Original Sin?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair, I guess. Yeah, Dragon Age Inquisition is not. I'm sorry, man. Like, it's
good game though, but like,
it's fine, I guess.
That's your winner. It's like, okay.
I personally can't play it.
I think it's fun. I think it's like crazy. You'd lose your Grey Warden and he sends you a letter, but you know, that's just my opinion. Your character that you built in the last game, he sends you a letter and you're like, oh wow, that's it.
That's it.
Okay, 16 was another year that got people like really into video gaming.
2015, we gotta go 15.
Oh, 15, yeah. So we're not 16 yet. Yeah. 16 was another good year. But 15, we got Metal Gear Solid 5, Phantom Pain, we got Rocket League, Fallout 4, Bloodborne, Assassin's Creed Syndicate, our Gotham Knight, Tom Clancy's Radio, Rainbow Six, Just Cause, Dying Light, Until Dawn, Ori and the Blinding Forest. I fucking love that game. Halo 5 Guardians, Jurassic Park Legos, Battlefield Hardline, Revelations 2, Mortal Kombat, Order 1886. That game was so fucking bad. Oh my god. Black Ops 3, Original Helldivers. We got Mad Max. We got Witcher. That's probably the winner for me, honestly.
Witcher 3?
But we got the Nathan Drake Collection that year as well. Star Wars Battlefront. Oh, God. Oh, God. I wanted to love that game so bad. I tried.
I know. We played it.
Oh, yeah. You did play it with us.
We tried.
We tried.
Oh, boy, did we try.
Oh, yeah. We were already well friends by this time. Yeah, we were already well friends. So we were definitely trying.
We really did try to play this fucking game. But the game tried, just did not
all
want
of,
us
literally
to do it.
All of us, we all tried to play. We were like, this game's all right, you know?
Yeah, so I'm Fallout 4 as won, Luke. Which is crazy. 4, I think Witcher. Yeah, I love Fallout 4. Witcher. I like Fallout 4 way more than The Witcher personally, but like, it's clearly not as good of a game, like by any stretch. So yeah, I would give it to Witcher 3. I think it's objectively the one that like deserves it. Personally, I would give it to Halo 5 Guardians because, man, oh, man, is that a great game. Jesus. I got lightheaded even just saying that. Yeah, I would give it to Witcher 3. 2016 is where we're going to get crazy. Dude.
This is the year that video games went crazy again.
So we got so what won in 2016? 2016 Overwatch won,
of course.
Which is fair. We'll see. Uncharted 4, Battlefield
Dark
1,
Souls 3,
Doom,
Titanfall,
Stardew Valley,
Doom,
Titanfall 2 specifically, The Last Guardian, Dark Souls 3, Inside, No Man's Sky, oof, Deus Ex Mankind Divided, the first new Hitman, which is like the good ones, Dishonored 2, Hyper Light Drifter, Watch Dogs 2, Dying Light.
God, that was just a good game.
Street Fighter 5, Pokemon Go. Which I think probably, like, honestly, Pokemon Go is probably the game of the year that year, like, objectively, just because it's
Pokemon Go was the game that changed. Pokemon Go, I feel like Pokemon Go's zeitgeist changed video games because it made people it made people get out and talk, which probably made video games bigger as a medium in general that year, you know?
Yeah. It feels like a big deal.
It was insane. Like, dude, hearing somebody be like, I saw the Charizard. I saw people running for it, dude.
Yeah, I would personally go Doom.
I would go Pokemon Go or maybe I would go Overwatch too. Overwatch is a game everybody's playing. People loved it
when it was new.
Too bad they've shot themselves the second game entirely. They didn't even have to make another one.
I can't believe how much they fucked themselves up.
But this is when we just landed in LA.
No.
We got there end of 2016, but this is the first year, the start of year.
This is the first year that
you
we
got
were here.
You got here 15, stayed for a few months, then came back when I came back in 16, right?
Yeah, in the summer of 16.
Okay.
So 2017.
The winner is what?
Breath of the Wild.
Oh, of course. Yeah, Breath of the Wild deserves to win this year, but we can go through. We got Odyssey. We got Breath of the Wild, Automata, Horizon Zero Dawn, Biohazard. We got Prey, Injustice 2, Xenoblade Chronicles, Origins, Uncharted for some reason, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. They haven't made another game in fucking 10 plus years. Samus' Return, Evil Within, Hellblade, another game I love, Night in the Woods, Shadow of Middle Earth,
Nightmares.
Shadow of War. Little Nightmares, Little Div Nightmares. 2, Destiny 2.
Prey.
Little Nightmares, another one. Pyre as well. Splatoon 2. The Insane Trilogy is back when the remake started again.
Mass Effect Andromeda. Don't forget Mass Effect Andromeda.
Nihal.
Cuphead. Cuphead.
That's true.
Assassin's Creed.
WW2. Binding of Isaac. That's the remake of it, though. That's like the second one.
Yeah, yeah.
Sonic Forces.
Whoa. Hollow Knight.
Ooh.
Hollow Knight was that year.
I give it to Breath of the Wild. I agree.
I would give it to Prey.
You give it to Prey or Breath of the Wild?
Almost without question. Yeah.
Oh, no. Biohazard's a good game, too. Biohazard's a fun fucking experience.
Prey made me think
about... Biohazard was the first time I played a game like that again.
Prey was the first time in the... Not the first time, but like one of the first times that I remember like having my understanding of video games like blown wide the fuck open. That was like a reinvention for me. It's like Breath of the Wild, I think, tried to do that. The issue with Breath of the Wild is that I look upon Breath of the Wild like a lot less fondly now that I've played Tears of the Kingdom, because Tears of the Kingdom is A, so much better, and B, just like what I felt like that's just what that game should have been in the first place. I don't know. Breath of the Wild is fine. It's very empty in like a way that I don't think is like positive.
I still haven't finished Tears of the Kingdom, if I'm being honest. I'll do it one day.
Well, why would you?
Already fun played with the game, but then
Breath of the Wild. That's kind of the problem.
Too many things came out at that time.
I'm glad that I didn't finish Breath of the Wild because like there's so much more of Tears of the Kingdom, a way better game to like experience to be new. They really, I don't know, man.
I think Breath of the Wild still was a great game for what it was, though. And it's yeah, honestly no, still was, a very, very good
I liked
game.
It a lot. I liked it a lot, but it was nowhere near Prey for me.
That is
let's
17,
move. 2018. 18. This is a big one. So 2018, that, God
oh,
of War
no.
1.
Everybody knows my God game this year. It's easy.
Yeah, hold on. We gotta. Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious, but like we gotta go through it anyway. 2018, God of War 1. So obviously, God of War came out that year. It was also Red Dead Redemption 2, Marvel Spider-Man, Smash Brothers Ultimate, Monster Hunter World, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, Celeste, Detroit Become Human, Fallout 76, Sea of Thieves, Hitman 2, Dragon Ball FighterZ, Among Us. Actually, kind of a big deal. Battlefield 5, Vampyr. I'm skipping like sports games and stuff that's obviously not on the list, like Jurassic World Evolution, by the way. But you know, Super Mario Party, Tetris Effect. It's a good year. It's good fucking Octopath Traveler. I heard good things about. But Red Dead Redemption is pretty like Red
By
Dead
a
2
country
is,
mile
I think,
for me, dude.
Like, yeah, I don't think there's much dispute.
It's either Red Dead 2 or Smash Ultimate.
You could definitely argue about Among Us. I think there's a pretty good case to be made.
That wasn't the year, though. That wasn't its year.
No, yeah, it was like
its
the
year was 2020 to 2021. Shit got crazy, yeah. Bro.
Right. But retrospectively, just like with League of Legends, that's a big year. Like, I looking agree. Back, it's like, oh, shit, whoa, are you serious? Among Us? But yeah, that's no brain. What was 2019? Did
Sekiro
win?
No.
Untitled Goose Game?
It says Untitled
huh?
Goose Game.
That is insane. Because 2019 was, look, I like Untitled Goose Game. It's very funny, like very good. But like, dude, no. You have, okay, hold on. That's insane. So 2019 is Sekiro, hold on. Let me go through this. 2019 is Sekiro Shadows Die Twice, Control, The Outer Worlds, which a lot of people hate on, by the way, but I actually like The Outer Worlds quite a bit. Resident Evil 2 Remake, Apex Legends, huge live service, Death Stranding, Devil May Cry 5, Metro Exodus, Disco Elysium, Gears 5, which is really good, Outer Wilds, The Division 2, Anthem had no shot, Days Gone had no shot, Crash Team Racing.
You said Death Stranding already, right?
I said Death Stranding, yeah. Borderlands 3, which, you know, didn't have a shot either. But, like, dude, what? Untitled Goose Game? Nah, dude. You're out of your mind.
Fallen Order came
that
out that
crazy.
Year, too.
That is crazy. There's so many. A Plague Tale Innocence? The first Plague Tale? No, man. This is a stacked year, actually, now that I'm looking at it. I didn't even really think about it back then. But, like, yeah, dude.
This is before the world that's, ended, that's why.
I know, right? It seems like a complete fucking Men in Black mind wipe.
That's where the world ended. That feels like last
that's a
week,
good year.
If I'm being honest, though.
It does still to me, too. Yeah, it's completely fucked my conception of time. Personally, I won't give it to Crash Team Racing, although it is probably the one that I loved the most. I think Sekiro
was
takes
a great
it.
Year.
It's either Sekiro, Control, or Disco Elysium. Those are the three. Because Disco Elysium, I've heard really good things about. I've not played it yet, but that's like
God,
in the
Disco
running of like
is a good game.
That's one of those like iconic kind of like RPGs that you're going to hear about for like the rest of time probably. Control was like a really really great action game. Sekiro is fucking just really really sad. Like I played a little bit of Sekiro recently.
DMC5 is an art piece game. Like that's a set piece video game, literally an action
it is
set
fun.
Piece. This is like it's... All right, man.
Everything on this
game,
list is
man. Shut up.
That's crazy. To me, like, look, they deserve probably best indie for sure, but like, game of the year? Are you serious?
Shout out!
That
to
is
it,
crazy.
Man. We got 2020. Victor is Hades.
The year that everything was fucked.
The Fire Nation attacked this year.
So 2020, what one? Hades. I can see that.
Hades.
The Last of Us Part 2 came out that game. Year. Final Fantasy VII Remake came out that year. Animal Crossing New Horizons, Ghost of Tsushima, Half-Life Alyx, Spider-Man Cyberpunk. Miles Morales, Doom Eternal, Cyberpunk 2077, Ori and the Will of the Wisps, Genshin Impact, Crash Bandicoot 4, which I loved, Yakuza Like a Dragon, Dragon Ball Z Kakarot, eh. Watchdog Legion, Streets of Rage 4. Yeah, Marvel's Avengers.
That game was dope.
Carry On was good. What, Streets of Rage?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Streets of Rage was really good. Demon's Souls remake.
RE3 remake.
I'd probably give it to Hades also.
Okay, so for me, I give it to between, Animal Crossing, without a doubt, 100%. But Hades is a fantastic game. I love Hades. I still play it regularly. But Animal Crossing, bro.
That was the big game that year, yeah. When that game and Doom Eternal came out on, like, what was it? It was either the same day or, like, two a week apart at the beginning of the pandemic. That was all that was on everybody's timeline. It was, like, Animal Crossing, Doom of collaboration.
It was obnoxious. I love Animal Crossing games. And this new one was so popular, I didn't want to play it because some people talked about it. Like, I couldn't play it because people were always bringing it up. And I was like,
even I have it, which is crazy. Like, I have no reason to own that game.
All right, we got 2021.
It takes 2-1. I agree with that. That was my game of the year that year too. But we'll see how we'll see if that stacks up. So 2021, Deathloop came out.
Infinite.
Resident Evil Village, Halo Infinite, Psychonauts 2, Hitman 3. Hitman 3 is great. Returnal, which was really good. Metroid Dread, Forza Horizon 5, It Takes Two, Back for Blood, Guardians of the Galaxy, Inscription. Which, by the way, in retrospect, Inscription's one of those that kind of, like, came around to being, like, huge. Far Cry 6, Death's Door, Mass Effect Legendary Edition, which is just a compilation of all the Mass Effect games. Doesn't really count, in my opinion. Battlefield 2042, just a complete dropped ball. Little Nightmares 2, really good. Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart. Yeah, I don't know. Hitman 3 was fucking good. Like, really good. Returnal was solid. Resident Evil Village, I really, really like. I probably like Resident Evil Village more than I like It Takes Two, but I think It Takes Two is just so impressive to me as like a
Village was so fun to play.
Yeah.
Away from that giant bitch was a part of my day, bro.
The thing with It Takes Two is like It Takes Two is unique and really good in a way that like I've not seen games be good at in a while. Like there's mini games in that game that feel like they could be entire video games on their own, and then they just last for like 5 minutes and they're done, and then you're like, yo, this is a really good video game.
Me and Lily played it eventually and it was crazy. We played the whole game together and it was wild.
Yeah.
I
think solid.
All right, 2022.
What won this year? Elden Ring. We don't even need to have this conversation.
Should have won.
Let's just skip this because that's obvious.
We can see what came out that year. Not even close. Actually, never mind. Yeah. Close. Like Elden Ring beat this year by
there's
a fucking
literally
country
zero
mile.
Competition.
Holy goddamn.
Like special shout out to Tunic. You know, shout out to Rollerdrome. Shout out to
Ragnarok, I guess.
The Ghostwire Tokyo I really liked as well, but like, nah, man. Elden Ring sweeps.
Yeah, man. Elden Ring might be game of the year this year because of the DLC. It might be game of the year this year. We got 2023.
So 2023 was Baldur's Gate 3.
Year. Oh, yeah. That was another. Yeah.
So let's see. Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, Marvel Spider-Man 2, Baldur's Gate 3, Alan Wake 2, Jedi Survivor, Super Mario Bros. Wonder, Dead Space Remake, Starfield, Diablo 4. Final Fantasy 16, Sea of Stars, Hi-Fi Rush. Good year, actually. Resident Evil 4 remake,
Jedi
Pikmin
Survivor.
4. Jedi Survivor Dredge, which I heard was really good. Street Fighter 6. Phantom Liberty. Hogwarts Legacy.
Armored
this is a really
Core.
Good year, actually.
Lies of P.
Lies of P was
Redfall.
Fucking solid. Whoa! System Shock remake.
Redfall,
yeah,
wow.
I would...
Hi-Fi
Rush. Baldur's Gate 3 is probably objectively the game
Baldur's
of the year.
Baldur's Gate 3 is my favorite game of the year, but I think there are moments in Alan Wake 2 that are unbelievable. Like, moments that, like, you couldn't have told me they'd be in a video game.
Alan Wake 2 is probably, if not
Alan
for
Wake 2
the
is a fantastic experience.
If not for the fact that Tears of the Kingdom was so much of Breath of the Wild again. Like, if Tears of the Kingdom was the first example of Zelda that we got like that, it would probably be Zelda for me. But because it isn't, it's Alan Wake 2 is probably like my personal.
Baldur's Gate 3 was just such a... I was waiting for that game for years. Like, in 2017, I was talking to everybody about that game.
Yeah.
And it came out, and it blew my taste out the water. I think Alan Wake 2, there are moments... The whole story, the secondary character in Alan Wake 2, especially for me, was like what I fell in love with. I love Alan. Alan's so fucking... He's such an enjoyable character. He knows his life is bullshit, and that makes me very happy seeing him be like, this is ridiculous. I don't like this. It's a very fun character. Yeah. I just... It's a great game, man. Like, I like Baldur's Gate 3 more, but, like, the metric is, like maybe, like, 4% more because I really care about D&D. Like, if I wasn't a D&D fan, it'd be Alan Wake 2 for me.
Yeah. It's Alan Wake 2 for me. Should we move on to... 2024 is not over yet, but we can... We're halfway through, kind of. So we can kind of give...
It feels kind of slow.
We'll do so far. It does feel a little bit slow. So right now we have, as of right now, I'm not going to read all of this list because a lot of this list is counting the whole year and some of these things haven't come out yet. But we've got, so far, we've had Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth.
Very good.
The Princess Peach game, Dragon's Dogma 2, Prince of Persia, the Lost fucking, what's it called? The Lost Crown, Tekken 8, Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League, Stellar Blade, Helldivers 2. Mm-hmm. Rise of the Ronin, and that's all that's come out so far. We've got, well, Persona 3 Reload, I guess, but that, I don't know if that counts.
Hellblade just
and then later on, later on, we've got Elden Ring, Shadow of the Erdtree, which is probably going to be huge.
Yeah, Wolf Among Us 2.
Hades 2. So it's gonna be a good year again, I think. It's just a matter of, like, personally, right now, it's between Helldivers 2 and Animal Well. Animal Well is fucking...
What is Animal Well about? What is that game?
It's a Metroidvania, but it's like, it doesn't tell you anything. It's very, very, there's big Elden Ring vibes in it, in the sense that you really just kind of have to figure everything out. And like, the tools that you get are not explained to you. They don't even have names. Like, you just kind of get like shapes and you press a button and they do things and you have to like figure out like what they do. It's like a mix of like, it's a big sandbox Metroidvania with very, very little explanation. And it's really fucking good. It's probably like, of the Metroidvanias I've played, it's probably like the best one, not even by like a, like by a mile.
That makes sense.
And so I'd give it to that. And Helldivers 2 was just like a huge surprise. Like, no shot did I think. I had no intention of liking Helldivers 2 when it was being true. Like, the trailers made it look so shitty. And then you play and you're like, oh no. They did it. They made it. They did the Left 4 Dead 2 thing again. But, yeah, it's between those two right now.
It turned out
to
be pretty good. People ended up, like, really respecting it again, which makes me happy, so.
Yeah, so that's it so far. I would give it to Animal Well right now. That's it. I don't know if you've played anything this year that sticks out to you.
This year, Final Fantasy VII Remake was really good.
Oh, Rebirth?
That's what I got so far.
I got to Gold Saucer, so and then I'm in Gold Saucer, and then there's like a bunch of mini games, and I was like, I can't do this.
It's a lot of game, bro. It's a lot of game. lot of video game. It took me 3 weeks to beat it, and I was playing it a lot. 3 weeks to beat it. Like, while she played the whole thing, she was like, yo, this game's still going on. I was like, yeah. She was like, this game is still happening. It's like, yeah, honey. Still more of this game. But yeah, that's the last 20 years or so. Gaming has only gotten worse. It's only gotten worse.
Everything's worse than it used to be.
So yeah, remember, don't hide from what lies inside.
Don't do it.
I don't know what the fuck I'm saying.
All right, bye, guys.
We'll see y'all.
Get the fuck out of here. Bye. Bye.
Spadoodle.